KRN News. I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court preserves access to a widely used abortion medication, throwing out a legal challenge from pro-life advocates. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the update.
The justices unanimously preserved access to a medication that was used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the U.S. last year, in the court's first abortion decision since conservative justices overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. The justices ruled that pro-life advocates lack the legal right to sue over the Federal Food and Drug Administration's approval of the medication, mifepristone, and the FDA's subsequent actions to ease access to it. The case had threatened to restrict access to mifepristone across the country, including in states where abortion remains legal. The High Court is separately considering another abortion case about whether federal law on emergency treatment at hospitals overrides state abortion bans in rare emergency cases in which a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Washington correspondent Ben Thomas reports President Biden's new asylum crackdown at the border is being challenged in court.
Several immigrant advocacy groups are suing the Biden administration over the president's directive to stop asylum processing at the southern border once encounters with migrants reached 2,500 per day. It went into effect immediately because the latest figures were at about 4,000 daily. The groups call it legally indistinguishable from former President Trump's actions. It's the first test of the legality of Biden's crackdown, which came after months of internal White House deliberations and is designed in part to deflect political attacks against the president's handling of immigration. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Wholesale price increases fell in May. The producer price index declined 0.2% from April to May after rising 0.5% the month before. Stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 222 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 49. This is SRN News. Another Canadian church burns.
This time it was St. Anne's Anglican Church in Toronto, virtually burned to the ground with a loss of priceless artwork and nearly 120 years of history. It's not clear what caused the blaze at St. Anne's, but 33 Canadian churches have been burnt down in the last 3 years, and most of those incidents have been classified as arson. About 70 other houses of worship have been vandalized in Canada during the same time period. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has struck down as unconstitutional a 2023 Florida law that barred sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for children. Senior Judge Robert Hinkle says the state went too far when it barred transgender minors from being prescribed hormonal treatments without their or with their parents' permission. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is vowing to appeal. This is SRN News. National correspondent Mike Hempen reports on the fate of a Florida building involved in a school shooting.
The demolition starts Friday as crews begin the process of taking the building down piece by piece. It has been delayed a day by rain and heavy flooding in South Florida. Officials expect the demolition to take weeks, but they plan to complete the project before students return in August from summer vacation. The victims' families have been invited to witness the first blows to the building and hammer off a piece if they wish. Some want the building gone immediately, seeing it as a horrific and constant reminder of what happened. But others think it should be preserved and used to teach politicians and officials about school safety measures. I'm Mike Hempen.
And Neil Goldschmidt, a former Oregon governor, has died. He was 83. More on these stories at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.